Welcome to You Learn Something New Every Day. I am Joan Boyko, Coordinator of Communications and Community Outreach for the Palm Springs Unified School District. We are here each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on AM 1340 KWXY, and we also invite you to download and subscribe to our podcast. It's really easy. All you have to do is go to iTunes, look for You Learn Something New, press subscribe. You'll get a new show each Sunday afternoon. The show is produced by my team of very dedicated student interns here in the Digital Arts Technology Academy, also known as DATA, at Cathedral City High School, under the direction of Mr. Bryce Johnson, and Daniel's on the board today. Hello, Daniel. Thanks for being here. Appreciate it. Daniel is taking over the reins from our graduates because they're enjoying their summer vacation and they're off to college. Miss them already, but glad to have you as part of the team. And Dominic's here, and Elsa's here, and I have a stellar team ready to take over this show. And as I tell you each week, if you listen to the show, you will not learn just one new thing, but many, many new things. Today is certainly no exception. I am very pleased to welcome my guests. They are from Palm Springs High School's choir program. Mr. Cole Brett Burks.
Hi.
Hello. Nice to see you.
Thanks.
Mr. Charles Norris.
Hi.
Thanks for being here. Cole Brett Burks.
Yeah,
I like that name. It's very, it's a very a dramatic name. Like you should go into show business. So we'll talk about that. Maybe you're interested in that. So Charles, let's start with you. You're a junior, right?
Yes.
And you are a member of both the concert choir and the madrigals.
Yeah.
And what's the difference between the two?
Mads is a smaller group than concert choir.
So the madrigals have what, like about a dozen?
Like 12.
Yeah.
And so that's a dozen.
Yeah, and we only do like a cappella music.
Oh, no music.
Yeah.
A cappella means no instruments.
Yes.
Cool. And then the concert choir is the big one?
Yes.
So that one, do you still have to audition for concert choir?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's not the big, big one.
No, it's not the big, big one.
The big, big one's open to any student that's interested in choir,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And what's that one called?
Chorale.
Chorale. You guys in that too?
No.
Okay. So you guys are heavy hitters.
You must be
pretty decent singers if you made it to the small groups. How many in concert choir?
Probably like 25, something
25.
Like that.
25. Okay. And this is, Hannah Clark is the director. She unfortunately couldn't make it this afternoon, but is this her second year?
Yes.
Yes. How is that going?
Pretty well.
So you guys worked with Mr. Martis also?
No.
Oh,
you didn't?
I'm a sophomore, so.
Oh, that's right. And you're a junior?
I went to Rancho my freshman year, so
I didn't
work with him.
That's okay. I was just checking. So the biggest news that I want to talk about is you guys spent spring break or part of spring break in the Big Apple, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you actually got to sing at Carnegie Hall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it looks like, if I'm reading this correctly, I pulled up a flyer that I found online, and it says the New England Symphonic Ensemble. So were you guys part of that? Because it says participate in choruses, and it lists the choruses, and there aren't that many. They're like, in this particular, it says J. Edmund Hughes was the conductor. Yes?
Yeah.
Okay. And then there was a soprano, Jennifer Rowley. And then did you guys sing with these other groups?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
it
so
all together.
There's one from Chandler, Arizona. They were a community college. There's a prep school in Coolidge, Arizona. There's, Louisiana. And And then what's that? Maryland? No, Minnesota. Minnesota. I always get the M's mixed up. Washington, two from Washington. Washington State, three, four from Washington State. Wow. But you guys are the only choir from California in this particular group. And actually, there's a second group, and I don't see anybody from California there either. So tell me about that. What was it like?
It was actually, it was really fun, but it was definitely not what I was expecting, like, at all.
Yeah.
In what way?
Like, a lot of the people there, I wasn't expecting them to act the way that they acted. Like, it seemed like a lot of people were really clicky. Like, it seemed like there was a lot of kind of open people, but then there was also, like, those, like, really clicky people, and it was just kind of,
those,
like,
are the four schools
that.
From Washington, probably. I don't know that. But how did this come to pass? Like, do you guys know? I don't want to put you on the spot, but does Ms. Clark apply for this opportunity?
To what I know, no, because in the beginning of the year, she said that we were invited to perform there. So
wow.
I don't think there was, like, any applying, because it was, like, an invitation. But then we just had to go through the process of, you know, paying for it and all that.
And preparing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do they tell you the songs ahead of time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. We had a lot of time to practice it. It was a really long song.
So just one?
It was a 45-minute long.
Yeah.
Wait, 45 minutes for one song?
Well, it's like, it was a requiem split. It was like split up, but it was one requiem.
What define a requiem for me. What is that?
It's like a music piece that it just has, like, a lot of different sections, but they're all, like, telling one story.
And what was the story about?
I don't know exactly because it was in Latin, but
oh wow,
most of it was in Latin, but it was definitely like a religious kind of story.
Wow, so it's like it's almost like opera where it tells a story through the song, songs, one song, but it goes on and on and on, different parts and different solos.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Exactly. Did you guys have a solo at all?
No.
No, the soloists that were actually hired, they were professional singers.
Okay. And who was in the audience?
I think a lot of, some family came, like, from around different places, but also just, like, people who paid to be there, like, people who didn't know who we were, really.
Yeah.
Wow. Carnegie Hall. Like, I mean, you know, not many people get to get to say, you know the joke, right?
Yeah.
What's the joke?
I think
it's
like not many people.
I'll tell you. How do I get to Carnegie Hall? Well, do you know what the answer is? Practice. That's a very old joke. You know, somebody's asking for directions. How do I get to Carnegie Hall? Practice. That's the answer. Yes, because that's the only way to get to Carnegie Hall is to actually be good enough. So I know the Cathedral City High Choir went to Carnegie Hall a few years ago. And it's something, though, that not many people get to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what else did you guys do while you were there? And how long were you there for?
We were there for like a week.
Yeah, 5 days from Monday to Friday.
Okay, so what else did you do?
We packed in, like, a lot of sightseeing, like, a lot of different events in one day. Like, we got to go see Phantom of the Opera on Broadway.
Ooh.
And we got to go to Ellen Stardust Diner, which is a diner where the people sing to you.
Yeah.
It was really cool.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
We saw the 9/11 Memorial, and we went to Central Park.
Yeah, Central Park and Central Park Zoo.
It was cold and raining, wasn't it?
Yeah, but I'm actually originally from Minnesota, so it wasn't.
Wasn't that bad for
you? Well, like the weather was kind of like bipolar. Like it'd be raining one day, and then the next day it'd be like sunny and.
Yeah. It was rainy, like very rainy, and literally 5 minutes later it would be like complete sunshine, like no clouds, no nothing. It's like okay.
Well, that's good because New York's been known to have days of rain also.
Yeah.
So. And that's where I'm from. And I don't miss the weather at all. I much prefer the consistency that we have here. Occasionally we get a couple drops and that's it. I like that. But I miss other things about New York, but certainly not the weather. I mean, good thing you didn't go in the winter.
And I definitely don't miss those revolving doors that they have.
Oh, you mean like you go in and you think you're in the place and you just keep going around?
No, it's I got stuck in it.
Oh, my God.
Where'd you guys stay? Did you stay right in Midtown?
Yeah, we stayed at the Park Central Hotel. Yeah.
Nice. Very nice. So was that the first time you guys have been there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, would you go back?
Yes.
Yeah, it was definitely really great. It was so crazy. Like, everything there is so huge.
Yeah, and a lot of people.
Yeah.
What was your favorite part about the trip?
I would say, like, I mean, my favorite part of, like, the musical part of the trip is, like, the rehearsals that we had were in the hotel, and they were, like, really long, and we had to stand for a long time, so, like, by the time the rehearsals were done, we were just kind of like, ugh. But then on, like, the day where we got to actually rehearse in Carnegie Hall, like, when you're in Carnegie Hall, like, and not on stage, it's, like, very small and cramped, and, like, there's kind of narrow hallways and stuff. And then we actually got on stage, and it was, like, so huge, and, like, you could just see, like, the big concert hall, and we're just like, wow. It's crazy. But that was definitely, like, my most memorable, best moment.
Being on the stage.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would think if you're taking a trip like that, that's the reason you're going, that would be the the standout moment. Were you nervous?
Yes. Very. Yes.
Yeah. And were there any glitches, or did it go perfect?
Actually, a girl from our choir fainted
on stage.
Oh, my gosh.
But we didn't stop.
Because she was nervous?
I think it was from standing, and she just kind of ran out of oxygen, and she just.
So what happened? Somebody just came and swooped her off, and no, like, kept
no.
going.
The people around her, they caught her like right in time, so like nobody really noticed. Like, I think my dad said he was in the audience. I said, "Yeah, a girl fainted. Did you see?" And he said, "No," and he was like
on
the top.
They let her down gently, because like she kind of like started like rolling her eyes in the back of her head before she fainted, so they kind of knew she was fainting, and then as she fell, it just kind of.
And did they take her off the stage?
No, like, no, she got back up after a while.
And just finished the song.
Oh, my God. Well, talk about professional. I mean, that's pretty cool. So now, where is Miss Clark while this is happening? She's in the audience?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she actually had no clue that this was happening. And she was, like, really looking out for us because she thought that maybe someone fainted. She was, like, really scoping it out. But.
And she missed it?
Yeah.
Well, then I guess it was pretty inconspicuous.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
There was no thump or anything. Yeah.
Well, that's a good thing. Yeah. So did you meet anybody that you think you'll keep in touch with, or not really?
Yeah, like, a lot of people. Like, personally, me, like, I am kind of an introvert, so I kind of stay with my choir, but a lot of people...
I wouldn't think that. You seem pretty outgoing right now.
A lot of people made, like, a lot of friends who they still keep in contact, like, Charles.
I have a couple friends, like, that were in the Arizona choir.
Mm.
Yeah, I still keep in contact
Chandler?
With them.
Yeah. Are they from Chandler? Chandler Gilbert Community College?
No.
Oh, the other one?
Okay.
Imagine Preparatory School?
I think it was the prep school one.
In Coolidge? Those are the two from Arizona. So
I think
they were
from the community college.
No, I don't think they were. I think they were from the prep school one. But
anyway, so, but, you know, what a, and the tickets were not cheap. They were $50, $75, and $125. Was it a sellout crowd? I mean, was it full?
I don't think it was full. It was probably like 3/4 of the way full.
Yeah.
Very cool. Like, how many seats does Carnegie Hall hold? Do you know?
There's a lot of seats.
Like, yeah.
It's crazy how big it is.
I've never been there. I mean, even though I'm from New York, I'd never been to Carnegie Hall. Yeah. So
it's
pretty big,
huge.
Like as big as the Broadway theaters.
The Broadway theater we were at was kind of quite small, like the seating area. So I would say it was definitely way bigger than the Broadway.
Yes.
Yeah. So like bigger than the McCallum.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Way bigger than McAllen.
Okay, so a couple thousand people.
Yeah.
Wow. Very cool. That's really exciting. I'm happy for you guys that you got to have that opportunity.
Thank you.
Certainly
that
not
great.
Something that a lot of students get to have.
Yeah.
So that's awesome. So what are you going somewhere next year? You don't know yet.
No, we definitely don't know.
Yeah. Well, usually the groups skip a year because there's so much fundraising involved when you have those kind of trips.
Yeah, it costed a lot. It was less of even like getting there, it was just being there. It was so expensive.
Hello. Like $5 for a cup of coffee now.
For real,
I know.
$3 for a bottle of water.
I know. Hey, and if you have to drive over the bridges, it's up to like $16 round trip.
Oh my God.
Yeah, when I was a kid, it was, you know, $3. I mean,
that's
it's
crazy.
Just
wow.
insane.
Yeah.
It's very expensive to live back east.
Right.
Really is. So we should be thankful that we live in a place where the cost of living is reasonable. Because the salaries are higher, but they're not that much higher.
Yeah.
So we're getting ready to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about some of your other experiences this year and what you're looking forward to, since neither of you are graduating yet. So we'll talk about what's coming up next year.
Okay.
You're listening to Learn Something New Every Day on AM 1340 KWXY. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
From the dealership all the way down your very own driveway, Palm Springs Volvo has provided the safest and best selections for the Coachella Valley with their innovations and technology. With the latest models such as the Volvo S60, V60, XC60, XC70, XC90, and other wide ranges of service, their dedicated staff guarantees to put customers behind the wheel in the right car, along with great leases and loans. So come on down to Palm Springs Volvo at 67977 East Palm Canyon Drive in Cathedral City, located in the Cathedral City Auto Center. Or contact them at 760-321-6600.
Welcome back to Learn Something New Every Day. I am Joan Boyko, Coordinator of Communications and Community Outreach for the Palm Springs Unified School District. We are here each Sunday at 9 a.m. on AM 1340 KWXY. We also invite you to download and subscribe to our podcast so you never miss a show, because sometimes you're not next to your radio and you want to hear what we have coming up every week. So all you have to do is go to iTunes, look for You Learn Something New, press subscribe. You'll get a new show each Sunday afternoon, and you can download it to any of your devices. You know, I have a board member who listens while he hikes. People listen on their phones, on their iPads, on their computers, you name it, you can do it. It's really easy. The show's produced by my team of very dedicated student interns in the Digital Arts Technology Academy, also known as DATA, here at Cathedral City High School, under the direction of Mr. Bryce Johnson. And we have a brand new team in place, and they are rocking and rolling. They're doing it already. Don't ask me exactly what they do, because I don't know. I show up, and I have the easy part. I get to chat away with our guests and share valuable information, but these guys, they do all the recording, they do all the editing, they upload, they do it all. And thank goodness, because couldn't do it without them. Thank you very much, Daniel, for your work on the board today. Greatly appreciate it. And I'm very pleased to continue with our guests. They are from Palm Springs High School's choral program. Which is it, choir or choral, or either one?
Either one.
Yeah.
Choral, I think, is the more official term, and more encompassing, because there are several choral programs at Palm Springs High, three of them. Mm-hmm. We have the Madrigal Singers, which they sing a cappella. A cappella.
Yes.
No instruments. It's actually beautiful. Do you guys know pentatonics?
Yes.
Aren't
yes.
they cool?
Yeah.
I don't know if I could listen to a whole concert of theirs. I don't know because I'm not used to it.
Yeah.
But actually, a Madrigals concert would be like that, right? Because you don't have music.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. But we usually do. Concerts are usually combined. So.
Okay. Yeah. So you're interspersed.
Yeah.
So you guys pop up every third song or something.
Yeah, something like that.
And, yeah. But they are so talented. I mean, some of the songs that they sing and no music and then they have their original stuff, and they're really talented.
Yeah, we did a song by them.
Like, oh, you did?
Yeah, past concert.
Which one?
White Winter Hymnal.
Yeah, I don't know.
It has like
Go
the,
ahead, okay. I'm like gonna now I'm gonna put part. You guys on the spot right now. let's have a couple of lines. And can you do it together, or you have to do it separate?
We're both basses, so we're...
So you could do it together, then. All right.
Wait, how's it going? Do you remember?
You know what? It doesn't have to be that one. Pick something that you know well. Mm. It's radio. You can't... No silence here.
All right. Oh, okay. How about... let me think. Last concert? What did they do?
but I'm trying to
come on. There's gotta be a go-to song.
Yeah, we feel like it's not. I don't feel like it's gonna be like it's gonna sound pretty because it's like it doesn't really sound the same without the other three parts.
Yeah.
So I'm just kind of thinking like what would make any some kind of sense.
All right, yeah. Keep thinking. I'm gonna ask you again, and if you don't feel like it or you don't think it's gonna work, then I don't want to put you on the spot. So it's okay. So we're in the middle of summer. So let's reflect on the past year within the choir program, choral program at Palm Springs High. What kind of experience did you have? We spent the whole first segment talking about Carnegie Hall, so we'll skip that part. But what else stands out for you?
I think this year stands out because it's especially since it's Ms. Clark's second year. I feel like everything has been kind of more stable. Like I feel like last year, like everyone, I feel like we kind of have the same people now. Like last year it was like kind of new people, we were kind of all meeting each other, and this year it's more like we all know each other and we're just really enjoying the music. So I feel like the best part of this year is just the kind of relationships we've created and stuff, and also the music we've sang, but especially the kind of friendships we have now with each other.
How about you, Charles?
I'm gonna say the same thing. There's not a lot that's really stuck out, but that.
Yeah.
Now, what performances did you guys do, like, you know, outside of the concerts that you do twice a year, right? Mm-hmm. You have concerts, choral concerts twice a year, and the one in the winter and one in the spring, right?
Yeah.
But what did you do, like, the tree lighting ceremony?
Yeah. That's just mandrigals. Like, concert choir and chorale, they don't do, like, those kind of out-of-school performances, mm-hmm. but we did, like, one at the tram. We did.
How cool was that?
Yeah, very cool.
It was hard.
It was hard?
Yeah.
Why?
Because, like, they had us on a stage, like, right next to, like, a cliff, you could say. Oh. And, like, all the wind was, like,
it was cold.
Yeah.
Oh.
The cold wind was, like, blowing at our faces, and I could, like, barely breathe. And I was, like.
Especially the poor girls. They just had those little dresses and, like, one little coat. We at least had suits.
Were there a lot of people there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was very cool.
Yeah, and they usually have a couple of old celebrities that come to those too, like Carol Channing or, you know.
Yeah,
like
they always have someone who speaks there. I don't remember who it was though.
Yeah, I don't remember either. Like they've had Suzanne Somers. They always have a name, you know, somebody who lives in Palm Springs. But we have a lot of celebrities here. Most of them are much older than even me, and so you guys. To you, probably not even somebody you'd recognize, but to, you know, the people who've lived in Palm Springs for years, they know who they are. So that must have been pretty cool.
Yeah.
And do you perform, like, for local groups at all? Like, you know, women's clubs or Rotary
We do, like, a lot of country clubs. We've been to, like, a lot of country clubs, hotels, like, where people have gatherings and stuff, especially around Christmas time. Like, that's, like, the main thing. We've had weddings before, stuff like that.
Oh, you perform at weddings?
Yeah.
Oh, you hear that, everybody? just call Miss Clark over at Palm Springs High School if you want to have the magical singers at your wedding reception. That's fun.
Yeah, we did this.
Do they feed you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the best part.
The wedding food's usually pretty good. Where was the wedding that you were at?
This one wedding we did, it was at this, I think it was like kind of like a bed and breakfast thing that they rented out, and there was like this like big backyard area. It was actually really sweet, and they honored a victim that they knew very closely from the attack on the nightclub in Florida, and it was very sweet to see that, how they honored him. It was very nice.
A friend of theirs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of the couple?
Yeah.
Oh, that's really nice.
It was
nice.
Sad, but it was really nice.
So were you the sole entertainment at this wedding? Is it just you guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Did they pay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Very nice. I know it doesn't go in your pocket.
Yeah.
But it probably helped the New York trip.
Yeah, it paid
right?
for a lot of stuff in New York.
Yeah, that's very cool. And that's what happens when you employ our student groups, whether it could be kids in the Dad Academy here to produce a video, or our singers or our band students. The kids don't get paid directly, but it goes into the fund for their competitions and trips.
Yeah.
So that's very cool. And speaking of, hey, did you guys do any competitions this year?
No, we've never done competition, actually. Like, we are not a competitive choir.
Oh. Is that?
I think the district song fest would count as one, but
I don't think that would really count as one.
Is that that's more probably like more of a showcase? Yeah,
but some people kind of turn it.
Well, yeah, because is that like all the schools in the valley? Well, then you're always in competition. Did you guys participate in the Stardust Festival?
We did last year, but we didn't this year.
Why?
Because last year it was very hot in there and there was hardly any people there, so it was just kind
of
like.
I suggest, and I wasn't at either one of them, but from everything I've heard, this year's event was tons better, and a lot of the glitches were worked out, and it was very well attended, so I think you should talk to Ms. Clark about reconsidering and doing it again next year. Give it another try.
Yeah.
Daniel, were you at the Stardust event?
I was performing with our symphonic band.
Okay, so tell these guys, was it pretty good?
It was pretty great. Like,
that didn't sound that convincing, Daniel.
Dominic here was with us too. We were kind of rushing around sometimes, trying to keep everything moving. Yeah, we had a lot of guests around. It was kind of packed. I was there with the petting zoo for the instruments.
That's cute. Where you get to go and you talk about what the instruments, they get to try them out.
Yeah, we were there just trying to get little kids to try out the instruments, try and get them started in careers in music. But
cute.
Sadly enough, not many stopped by.
Aww. So we got to talk that up next year, because the publicity that I did, I didn't know there was an instrument petting zoo. I've seen those before. They're really cool. So next year we'll make a bigger splash about that.
Hopefully, because this year we were just kind of sitting there waiting for kids to show up and messing with each other's instruments.
All right. Well, this event is getting bigger and better every year. It's like our own mini Coachella. So. Yeah, and last year it was actually during Coachella.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was.
That's why it was hot in there.
Exactly, yeah, it was really hot. So we give that another try. So you guys have been, Cole, you're a sophomore.
Yeah.
So this is your second year in the choir?
Yeah.
And you plan to continue?
Yes.
Is this a passion of yours?
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely
so even beyond high school?
I'm not so sure about that. Because, I mean, I don't really have my career figured out. I kind of either want to go in, like, the law direction or the music direction. But whatever it is, you know, I'm always going to have music in my life in one way or another.
Excellent. Do you play an instrument, too?
I don't proficiently play an instrument, but I am
You dabble.
Yeah, in piano.
Cool. Very cool. And how about you, Charles? So were you in the choir or intramurage or no?
Yeah.
You were?
Yeah.
Okay. And just out of curiosity, did you transfer schools? Did it have anything to do with the music program or just
No, I just moved, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You could have stayed there, you know.
Yeah.
But I guess it's transportation issues.
Yes.
So do you plan on continuing in music?
Yeah. Well, into college, I want to take more of the, like, a law.
Uh-huh. You know what? I don't. Having a career in music, unless you plan on teaching, is not an easy deal.
Yeah.
So it's good to have it as a fallback thing.
Yeah.
And just do it because you enjoy it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and whatever college you go to, they're going to have some kind of music program.
Yeah.
You can be involved without saying I'm throwing everything into it and that's what I'm going to do with my life, right?
Yeah.
Correct.
So just music is a beautiful thing. So don't give it up. Keep doing it.
Definitely.
Yeah. And what do you think overall about your experience at Palm Springs High Choir?
I think my experience has been, like, great. I think choir has, like, completely changed, like, everything about me in a positive way.
Oh, that's great to hear. And Charles, how about you?
It's been great as well. I mean, a little bit better than Rancho's choir.
Oh, all right. I didn't want to put you on the spot to say that, but they have a pretty good program,
they're
too.
They're a bit more competitive over there.
Well, yes. Yeah. And Mr. Eisenman, he is competitive. That's part of his nature. And then that's okay. And every school is different, and I'm glad that you found your niche over at Palm Springs High. And are you guys involved in any other activities on campus?
Not really. I'm really active in the GSA at my school, but other than that, just quiet.
Same as well.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you guys have been fabulous. Thank you for actually talking, because sometimes it's a little rough.
Yeah.
But you guys are excellent guests, and congratulations on a great year. And I'm glad that you made it to Carnegie Hall.
Yeah.
You practiced, and got there. So
definitely.
Good luck next year.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And say hello to Ms. Clark for me.
Of course.
Next week, our guest will be my monthly co-host, Louisa Castrodel, and she will be bringing with her the founder of the brand new Our Hero safety program for elementary students. Our show airs each Sunday on AM 1340 KWXY, and our podcast is uploaded each Sunday afternoon. Please subscribe by going to iTunes. Look for You Learn Something New. Press subscribe. Please tell all your friends to do the same. We thank you very much for listening. Daniel, thank you again, and we will see you next week.